जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद So today they have asked me to speak to inaugurate the upcoming Kirtan Mela. This evening there will be the Adivas ceremony of the Kirtan Mela, and then after that Kirtan will actually begin. So in a sense today is the first day of the Kirtan Mela, and somehow or other this year our Sachinandan Swami, who has been the MC for the last few years, wasn't able to come, and then they asked me to take over as the MC, and that's why they asked me to give this lecture. That's how it happened. I chose two verses from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Srila Prabhupada has combined in one translation. There's only one on the board of the two, so I will first chant the first one that's not on the board, and then we can together chant the second one. Sei pancha tattva mile prithivi asiya purva prema bandarera mudra gadiya pancha mililuta prem kare ashvadam yata yata piya trishna bade anuksha pancha mililuta prem kare ashvadam Yata yata piya trishna bade anukshan Pancha mili lutta prem kore ashvadan Yata yata piya trishna bade anukshan Panchatattva, five truths, mili, combined together, prithivi, on this earth, asiya, descending, purva, original, prema bandarira, the store of transcendental love. Mudra, seal, Ugadiya, opening, Panchamili, mixing together all these five, Lute, plunder. Prema, love of Godhead. Koryashvadan, taste. Yata, yata, as much as. Pie, drink. Trisna, thirst. Vade, increases. Anuksan, again and again. Translation. The characteristics of Krishna are understood to be a storehouse of transcendental love. Although that storehouse of love certainly came with Krishna when he was present, it was sealed. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates of the Panchatattva, they broke the seal and plundered the storehouse to taste transcendental love of Krishna. The more they tasted it, the more their thirst for it grew. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Mahavadanya Avatar because although he is Sri Krishna himself, he is even more favorably disposed to the poor fallen souls than Lord Sri Krishna. When Lord Sri Krishna himself was personally present, he demanded that everyone surrender unto him and promised that he would then give on all protection. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this earth with his associates, he simply distributed transcendental love of God without discrimination. Sri Rupa Goswami therefore could understand that Lord Chaitanya was none other than Sri Krishna himself, for no one but the Supreme Personality of Godhead can distribute confidential love of the Supreme Person. Om Ajnanati Marandasya Ginandana Salakya Shakshura Miritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpatrubhyacha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So it is described how the Panchatattva broke the seal of the storehouse of love of God, and then they began to drink these fruits of love of God, and as they were drinking, the thirst was increasing. So I thought that was the proper theme for the Kirtan Mela, because I thought that's indeed what we have come to do. We are coming amongst ourselves. We are particularly chanting amongst each other, just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting along with his associates in the house of Sri Vas Thakur. And how no outsiders would be allowed in, and how the devotees would just chant the entire night and become deeply absorbed in chanting and dancing. And as we see, by drinking this transcendental sound, by engaging in this glorification of the Supreme Lord, their eagerness, their thirst increased. So really, if we think that is the meaning of our gathering here, it is a big celebration. It is a festival. We are certainly getting ready for celebrating the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm recalling how the Panchatattva was brought into the project, how the installation took place, and I remember how afterwards so many Vaishnavas were interviewed as to what they thought would happen next. And we see Now it is unfolding what is happening next. The temple of the Panchatattva is now coming up. We are now chanting before the Panchatattva. We begin our worship here in Sridharmayapur of the Supreme Lord in His most merciful form. And we need that mercy somehow or other from here in Mayapur. Krishna consciousness spread all over the entire world. Srila Prabhupada distributed the holy name to every town and village. And somehow or other, it also reached wherever our residence, wherever we lived. I remember in my town, this gray van pulled into the town one day. It had a flap door at the back, and many, many pink men came out. Too many, if you know what I mean. Too many for one van, and I thought that possibly they were not from this planet. When they made a line and came in my direction in the street, I quickly went into a shop and stared from behind the glass. Someone said it's a dangerous sect. They certainly look dangerous, as far as I could see. But somehow or other, this holy name came into our sinful places, in the middle of our sinful lives, and changed everything around. And amazing enough, here we are in this sacred abode. It is very interesting. It is said that the spiritual world is known as the Tripat Vibhuti, or three quarters of the total manifestation. And the material world is Ekapat Vibhuti, one quarter. So somehow or other, Krishna made this arrangement. That Krishna arranged it, that there was mercy for those living beings who came into this material world. Those living beings who somehow or other turned away from Krishna, Krishna arranged for them a place to stay, a place where they could lord it over, a place where they could try to enjoy. Although Krishna also arranged for a little sand in the sweet rice, some suffering in the material world, because he couldn't wait, because of his desire for all living beings to return back to home, back to Godhead. But still, Anadi Bahimukha, the living beings, are since time immemorial in the material world, and practically Nityabada, practically eternally fallen. When, oh when, will they finally return? Therefore the Lord made his arrangements. Then he thought, let me give them some mercy. Then he thought, why would I give them some mercy? I give them all the mercy. And he arranged for the entire spiritual world to be present within the material world. It is here, in this transcendental spiritual world, which is covered only with a slight layer of yoga maya, that we are assembling and that we are now about to perform this Kirtan Mela. Kirtan Melas have caught on after the inspiration of Ayendra Prabhu. So much Kirtan came up, and after he left, Kirtan Mela became like a wave that washed over the world. Everywhere Kirtan Melas were sprouting up, and still more are happening. But it's clear that this is the original Kirtan Mela. This is the place, more than any other place, because here the mercy is so much greater. Because Srila Prabhupada explains in the Nectar of Devotion, he quotes, or Rupa Goswami quotes, the Adi Purana. And he says the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is like personally associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because there is no difference between the name and the Supreme Word. Then Srila Prabhupada continues and he says, however, due to the fact that we are now conditioned, due to the fact that our senses are not pure, therefore we are not able to fully chant the holy name in its full capacity. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated in the third chapter, avritam jnanametena kamarupena kunteya duspurena nalena cha. It is stated that we are covered. We are covered by lust, which is burning in the heart like fire. And then in the next verse, it is identified where this lust is situated. Namely, it says, indriyano mano buddhir, in ashadistanam uchate, in the senses, in the mind, and in the intelligence. And in this way, we are not able to fully penetrate. Nonetheless, here in this Dham, the Lord is revealing himself very quickly. It is said that due to having interacted with the material energy for many, many lifetimes, so many karmic reactions are stored within the heart. Aparapta phalam papam kutam bijam phalam mukam kramaneya priyata Vishnu bhaktira tatmanam. So this aparapta karma, these unmanifest karmic reactions are stored within the heart. And the result of that stock of sinful reactions within the heart is a sinful inclination. And it is for that reason that again and again we are attracted to the material energy. And it is for that reason that in the beginning, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, in the beginning, spiritual life is localized and the material influence is all-pervading, is everywhere. So in this way, we are experiencing. And due to that sinful inclination, offensive behavior comes natural to us. It is mentioned that in the matter of chanting of the holy name, according to the Padma Purana, if one wants to achieve the success of that chanting, then one must avoid the 10 offenses. It is not that we are sometimes accidentally slipping into one of these offenses. Practically, it has become our second nature, like finding fault and criticizing anyone and everyone is easy, glorifying much more difficult at this stage. So we can understand that still some of that impurity remains. Therefore, for most of us, the chanting is a process of purification. Cheto darpanam marjanam, purifying the heart, and purifying the senses, purifying the mind, purifying the intelligence. It is here, through that purification, that we get our strength. It is Krishna Shakti Vinataya Nara Pravatan. Without being empowered by Krishna, no one can preach Krishna consciousness. So it is the mercy of the Pancha Tattva that the Pancha Tattva very quickly overlooks offenses and therefore quickly gives us taste. Srila Prabhupada explains in the introduction to the Nectar of Devotion that nothing moves without taste. It's very difficult to do anything very long without taste. chanting 16 rounds, difficult without taste. Out of duty, difficult without taste. So somehow or other, by chanting the holy name, taste will awaken. Spiritual strength will come automatically. After all, there is no doubt that Krishna is all attractive. The meaning of his name is all attractive, and therefore Krishna will attract. It's not will it work, will it not work. There's a verse in the 10th canto which begins with the words Jayati Janani Vaso, and it says that Janani Vaso, the shelter of all living beings, Jayati, is victorious. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur commented on that and said, is victorious means present tense, because there is no question, will the Lord be victorious? Will it work? Will it not work? It always works. Right? It is working, whether we notice it or not. Whenever we are engaged in devotional service to the Supreme Lord, and specifically the chanting of the holy name as the most important limb of bhakti, then surely, that name will act. Although in the beginning we may still practice chanting in the mood of a sadhana, in the mood of a practice, where we have to push ourselves. It is something like a river with a strong current, or an ocean with a current. On the side, the current is not so strong, but if you go deeper into the water, then the current will grab you and drag you along. So in that way, it is also with the chanting of the holy name. In the beginning, we sort of push ourselves to chant, but then we become captured and dragged along. It is addictive. Once these kirtan melas have started, they created a momentum, and now it's something that will not stop. It will carry on, and it is clearly an arrangement that we take some time to chant ourselves, and that we take some time to really become absorbed. So the kirtan mela is not just another new feature of the festival, some form of transcendental entertainment where we get the best singers and it's going to be a great party. It's more than a great party. It is also, in a sense, a retreat. It is also, in a sense, an opportunity to make a special endeavor to chant. Therefore, part of the concept is to get into it, not just to walk in and out and stand on the side and listen a bit, but to actually sit down and to allow the mind to become captured and to become absorbed and to actually chant for many hours at a time. That is the idea, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did with his associates. Such kirtans, easily 8 hours throughout the night, right? And everyone constantly chanting. How voices last, how bodies worked, is only possible by taste. We see in the descriptions of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, you see descriptions of the kirtan, and you see that the main dancers in these kirtans were somehow or other Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya, the old folks. Yeah? They were old. They were like, Advaita Acharya was 53 years older than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he's very old. And And Haridas Thakur, approximately some 35 years older, also old. So they were the elders. They were dancing. They were the dancers. So that is only possible when one becomes captured, when one appreciates the glories of Krishna, and when one has committed himself in service to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada mentioned further in the Nectar of Devotion, he mentioned that the Cheto Darpanam Marjanam, the cleansing of the heart, cannot really take place unless we cooperate by adopting a service attitude. It is that commitment that makes the difference. It's not that the holy name is only sheer magic and we're just sort of passively immersing ourselves in this magic mantra that will change everything, and I'm waiting for it to happen. No, it will change things to a point where where service attitude awakens and where we take that up. So it goes hand in hand with commitment. And we're seeing this commitment in service. Advaita Acharya had taken up, even before the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission to explain the Bhagavad Gita in the personalist understanding. And he actually had this commitment to explain the Gita, Gitira Satyara Pat, or to explain the true meaning of the Gita, or the Bhagavad Gita as it is. You can see. So Advaita Acharya had committed himself to that, to Gitira Satyara Pat, to explain the Bhagavad Gita as it is. And sometimes with difficulty. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared sometimes in his dream and would instruct him. And in that way, when he got stuck, he would get, like in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse which says, the Lord has many faces, many arms, and so on. And Advaita Acharya is breaking his head. How do I explain this as in a personal way? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in his dream and explained, it's the Paramatma who is present within the heart of every living being, and therefore many faces, many arms, many feet. Srivas Thakur, it is said that Srivas Thakur in his earlier life was not exactly living the life of a devotee. Chaitanya Chandradoy Natak of Kavikarnapur describes how Srivas sort of lived the party life for some time. But then, from some source, there was a prediction that he would die within a year. And he believed it. So that changed his life considerably, and he took up devotional service. Then, when that particular day was due, the day that he was meant to die, that day he went to the house of Devananda Pandit, who was lecturing on Srimad Bhagavatam, and the lecture was upstairs in the house. And during the lecture, Srivas felt suddenly that he was suffocating. He was choking. He needed air. So he went outside on the balcony. And as he was on the balcony, he became overwhelmed by a fit of dizziness. And as a result, he fell right over the edge of the balcony. And then, somehow or other, just before he hit the ground, some personality appeared from nowhere and caught him mid-air, put him on the ground, and left. People came from everywhere. Oh, are you all right? Are you all right? They brought him home. He still didn't feel well. So the next morning, somehow or other, he was all right. And having just returned from the edge of death, he was very sensitive. And he really felt, let me read some Shastra this morning. And the first manuscript he picked up was the Naradiya Purana, the Brihannaradiya Purana. And as he read that Brihannaradiya Purana, he read the verse, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam kalo nasteva nasteva gat nasteva gatiranyata. And that became his inspiration. That became his inspiration to start kirtan in his house, in preparation of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although everyone said he was mad for doing such a thing, he was deeply inspired and took up this mission. Then, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, this mission reached its peak. For us, that same miracle happened through the via media of Srila Prabhupada, who came, chanted in matchless gift, chanted in Tompkins Square Park. Now in Tompkins Square Park, there is that tree, and there's a sign, and in the tree it's mentioned this is the Hare Krishna tree, and at the side of the pathway there's an explanation that the founder of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Here started his preaching in the West and started his International Society, and that the movement spread all over the world from this place. So it's very nice that the plaque is there. So, coming from the Netherlands, a very Protestant country, you know, ritual is not a big thing. And therefore, although I lived in Vrindavan, in my time in Vrindavan, I saw many people hugging different trees in Vrindavan. As a Dutchman, it just doesn't fly, you know. I can't get myself to hug trees, right? But when I was in Tompkins Square Park, I left all that Dutch conditioning, I said, to hell with it all. Let's do it. Yeah. And I hugged that tree. And I prayed, you know. And I prayed for spiritual strength and inspiration. And as I turned around, there was a boy standing right in front of me under that tree. Out of nowhere, I don't know where he came from, but he stood there. And he said, "Can I ask you a question?" I said, "Yes, of course." He said, "What do I have to do to become a monk like you?" And it's sort of like, you know, I could see Srila Prabhupada just transformed that tree into a desire tree. And whatever you pray for, it just gets fulfilled, right? So that was quite something. So we are here now by that mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He brought us here, and therefore we begin our Kirtan Mela with a prayer to his lotus feet. Prabhupada made it still more accessible to us. Prabhupada made it still more easy to somehow or other take to Krishna consciousness, and patiently brought us up. And now we have come here clearly by an arrangement and a plan of the Panchatattva, clearly by an arrangement and a plan of the Supreme Lord to chant Hare Krishna. Just like it was his arrangement when he was here 500 years ago that the devotees would chant in Sri Vasangam. And in that way, Yata Yata Piya Trishna Padayanuksan, by chanting, by drinking this transcendental sound, that their thirst would increase and increase and increase. And may the same happen to us. May that happen in this Kirtan Mela. May our thirst increase and increase, so that we develop great eagerness to chant again and again and again everywhere, because that's how Krishna consciousness actually spread. It is not that the Panchatattva broke the lock of the storehouse of love of God and then just grabbed whatever fruits were there and immediately ran out of the door with a flapping cape like Superman and superpotent star to flood the entire world. No. They became absorbed and they themselves, it began to overflow the glory of Krishna, the amazing qualities of Krishna. And they appreciated and relished. And with that relish, they chanted. As it says in the next verses, Sri Panchatattva themselves danced again and again, and thus made it easier to drink nectarian love of Godhead. They danced, cried, laughed, and chanted like madmen. And in this way, they distributed love of God. Just like Srila Prabhupada was once saying that to preach Krishna consciousness is very easy. All you have to do is show people how happy you are. Easy, isn't it? Very easy. All right. Here we are with our morose faces, not all of us, some of us, me, looking in the mirror, morose face, thinking, again I have to get up, again I have to do all these things, I have to chant, I have to follow all these principles, I have to do all these things, again I have to put tilak. It always gets on my glasses. So many things, you know. Again, such a large crowd in Mayapur. Again, too many bodies. Again, again, the mind is thinking, again, 5,000 Russians. Again, right? All these things. But this time, I hope that I can just for a change think it in a blissful way, you know. Yes. 5,000 Russians, wonderful, right? From my heart. Everybody, wonderful that everyone is here and that everyone came because of the holy name and that everyone came to chant the holy name because that's the result. Because what comes from chanting? The reward after all our effort, what is it? What comes from chanting? More chanting. And it goes on. Eternally. So, taking that, all that in consideration, yes, I hope that a little bit of this verse will manifest in my heart. Yata yata piya Trishna bhade anuksha. Now, kirtan is an amazing thing because in kirtan we are chanting together. And it is said that the kirtan, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes this point, Srila Prabhupada also echoes it, that a pure devotee should lead the kirtan. One should hear kirtan from a devotee, otherwise one should not hear. One should hear, a pure devotee should lead the kirtan. And that devotee, he will lend us some of his taste, of his thirst, of his eagerness, of his bhav. That's how it works. In the nectar of devotion, this is described as chaya bhav, the shadow reflection. So it is said that from a Vaishnava, one can borrow, one can get some ecstasy. It said from the Dham, one can also borrow some ecstasy. So two times here, we can borrow some ecstasy. And in that way, and it said then, by continuing our practice ourselves, that some of that ecstasy can also grow root within our heart and remain permanent. So in this way, I hope that the Kirtan Mela will grow and grow and grow every year into a bigger event where more devotees will come, where we'll burst out of this little temple and where we'll be forced to move into a bigger temple and where more and more people on the internet will follow it so that we will become surcharged and then go out full of taste and full of happiness and just flood the world with Krishna consciousness for the pleasure. the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and the acharyas in Krishna. Any question, any comment? Uh-huh. You also, I don't know you say.
Jai Maharaj, thank you very much for your nice class. I have one question. It's about Srivastava Thakur, that you said that before he was in a part life. But it said that his expansion of Narada Muni, then I was thinking, how come if he was expansion of Narada Muni, he was before in a part life?
Right. So the question is that I refer to Chaitanya Chandrai Natak, to the narration of Srivas Thakur, and in the early part of his life, not exactly living the lifestyle of a devotee. However, we have heard that Srivas Thakur is none other than Narada Muni. So how is this possible that he would not have lived the life of a devotee? It is certainly not possible that Narada Muni would have lost his Krishna consciousness. That cannot be. No? But it is only possible by the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No? So we can understand that when Srivas was acting in this way, that it was orchestrated by the Supreme Lord, just as Arjuna was sort of bewildered by the arrangement of the Lord, in the same way Srivas Thakur was bewildered by an arrangement of the Supreme Lord. Interesting, because by that arrangement we can identify much easier with Srivas Thakur as a role model, because we also were not always practicing Krishna consciousness. But anyway, when Srivas fell and when he was caught mid-air, that's when this Narada Shakti began to manifest in him, and it began to fully blossom when he read that verse, Harinama, 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 Eva Kevala, like that, Hare Krishna. Maybe the microphone can go to Hari Suri Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. First of all, thank you very much for a really wonderful, inspiring class. That was excellent. It did remind me of when Prabhupada was here in 1976, and just a day or 2 days after the Gaur Purnima festival, most of the devotees had moved on towards Vrindavan. We were in Prabhupada's room at like mid-morning, that's just up here, Lotus building, and downstairs in the temple room there are a couple of the Bengali devotees, Swapna and I forget the name of the other one. They were doing 24-hour kirtan. So Prabhupada was sitting back and you could hear, you know, this sounds of the holy name, beautiful, sweet, coming up in the atmosphere. Prabhupada was smiling. He said, "This is Vaikuntha." He said, "This is actually the business in Mayapur." He said, "We should bring at least 500 men at a time to come to Mayapur and simply do kirtan." So this kirtan mela is the fulfillment of that. So as usual, Prabhupada was way ahead of everybody. Because at the time I was thinking, how will we get 500 men at a time to come and just do kirtan? So, you know, as non-believers, we have to be moved at some point. The other thing is that we call it the kirtan mela, but again in 76, Prabhupada met with the devotees from the Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan party, and he preached to them that he said, it is not kirtan. It is Sankirtan. Kirtan is done alone, but Sankirtan is done all together as a group. So I'd like to make a humble suggestion that in future we call these the Sankirtan Malas and not the Kirtan Malas. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
very much for expending the nectar and making it still more rich. And that is what will happen. Various Vaishnavas will speak this week and will deepen our vision. And with that deeper vision, we will enter deeper into chanting the holy name. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada. Ki jai. Hari Nam Sankirtan Yajna Ki Jai.
Thank you. like me to speak, because you were talking about leading yourself after we spoke, it's kind of around that you want to commit yourself to a project, you may have something for your life, you want me to speak to the others, you may have some engagement with the website, like, I don't know, I need to ask, I think it will be here, I saw you, I accepted. Good. Thank you. Thank you. I can be of any service as the Harry Gustav.